And welcome back in the studio. Joining us today, of course, Rick Windham here on a fantastic Monday. And we're also joined by Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Let me see if I can get that. There we go. Sean, good morning and how are you?
Good morning. How are you guys? I'm doing great.
Doing very well. Good. Glad to have you joining us here once again. And it's kind of surprising. Last week, Sean, we were predicting some snow. We were predicting a bit of a system to come into the area. And it didn't come in the way that we originally anticipated.
Yeah, we got lesser snow. We did see some, of course, in the area. And we got a little bit here, too. It didn't plan out as entirely expected. We certainly wanted that moisture.
And what's on tap for this week?
So this week, if you like weather, you're going to enjoy this week. And we'll just say, first 3 days of this week through Wednesday, it's going to be beautiful, mostly clear skies. Temperatures are going to be warming into the upper 40s today, possibly lower 50s. And Tuesday and Wednesday, we might be in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Areas is what we're seeing. It's just going to be beautiful. In fact, Wednesday, we're going to have a very, very warm air mass that's going to be sitting overhead. And, it wouldn't be surprised to see some mid-60s in some places across southwest Nebraska. But I'll tell you what, when you get mid-60s in January, you're going to pay for it. and we're going to pay for it in the form of some wind and some cooler temperatures to end the week. Starting Wednesday night, we get a Pacific cold front that comes through. It's going to kick up the wind quite a bit. So it won't be out of question to see wind gusts 40, 50 miles an hour Thursday around here. And then Friday, we get an Arctic front that comes through. And thankfully, most of the colder air is going to slide off across Minnesota and Iowa, Wisconsin, the mid-Mississippi River Valley area. We'll get a little bit of that cold air. But I'll tell you, Friday morning, it's going to be one of those hang on to your kindergartner days. We'll see winds in excess of 60 miles an hour around here. We should wind gusts. So it's going to be very breezy to end out the work week. So we'll get a little bit of everything. Can't rule out some precipitation with those fronts, but it's not going to be much, if any, in the way of measurable precipitation. Generally be light. And then we stay fairly seasonal in terms of temperatures for the weekend and start next week.
And at the end of last work week, Sean, we had some snow accumulation throughout the Sandhills and even had a strong amount of snow that fell throughout North Platte. I'm thinking late Friday morning. It was a beautiful snow, but didn't amount to much.
Yeah, the moisture, and I was trying to remember the moisture amount in there. I think it was, like you said, it didn't amount to much. This is typically the driest time of the year for us. But it's a good, whenever you get any type of moisture, it's good because it helps recharge the ground moisture, during our driest time of the year. I do know that some places received a couple inches of snow. But around here, and I'm going to be honest, I don't remember. I was out on Friday. I don't remember what the forecast totals were for the end of the week, what we were anticipating. But I know that we didn't get as much as we were kind of hoping here.
Do we have any chances of any sort of precipitation in the near future, Sean?
Not really. It really looks light, non-measurable precipitation or just very light amounts. Not seeing any big type of system. What we really need is a low pressure system to come out of the southwest, and what we really need is for that the low pressure to take on a negative tilt. So basically, if you envision the United States, a map of the United States, have a low pressure that's sitting over western Kansas, but it tilts from southeast to northwest back toward Wyoming per se. What that allows, it allows Gulf moisture to get drawn up, from the Gulf of Mexico up across the plains into Nebraska. And that's where we get the deep, deep moisture across here. And typically when you get those negatively tilted systems is what we call them, that they're much slower moving. They become cut off or they progress, just 10 miles per hour or 5 miles per hour eastward or northeastward. And that's where we get our heavy moisture. And we just don't see any signal like that for right now. With the Pacific front and the Arctic front, typically, at least the Arctic front, very little moisture behind it. So can't rule out a couple locations, maybe across northern Nebraska, that might see an inch or two, but most places will see far less than an inch if they see moisture at all.
Sean, is there anything else you want to add today, sir?
Nope, just, well, I always have to add something. You know, just we are starting to think about severe weather season. You know, it's the new year, and so we will be posting here soon our plan for our severe weather spotter talks, which are a big hit across the area. We basically teach people what to look for in storms and actually support their community by reporting what they see to us. So I'll be talking more about that in the coming weeks, but, you know, we have severe weather all times of the year here in Nebraska, and it's not too early to start thinking about, you know, severe weather. So that'll be coming up here shortly.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Hey, you betcha. I really appreciate it. Y'all enjoy your week.
Have
you
a good
too,
one.
Sean.
Hey, take care, y'all. Bye.
That, again, is Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist at the National Weather Service Office, joining us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM and 1061 FM. Time to step aside for one last commercial break this hour. Coming up next, we'll look at the agenda for our Lincoln County commissioners, set to meet up at the county courthouse today here in about 15 minutes. Then we'll continue some local conversation with Rick and I, coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.